Thank you for listening to this audio recording from LimoPlanet 2020 Free the Future. The following talk was presented at LimoPlanet, the Free Software Foundation's annual conference on current issues in ethics, social justice, and technology. For more information on LimoPlanet, visit limoplanet.org/conference. LimoPlanet is a live conference with speakers who often use visual slides in their presentations. We have only selected talks for this audio feed that do not overly rely on visuals, but if you would like to see a speaker's slides, they are available at media.limoplanet.org. LimoPlanet speakers do not represent the Free Software Foundation. As part of our mission to show how important free software is to everyone, we have speakers talking about their use of free software in different kinds of political and commercial work. The FSF supports their freedom, but does not take positions on any political issues other than those necessary to uphold the principles of free software. Like all the FSF's work on behalf of the freedoms of all computer users, LimoPlanet is made possible by thousands of individuals who, like you, donate what they can. To keep this work going, please consider becoming an associate member via my.fsf.org/join or making a donation at my.fsf.org/donate. You can stay informed by subscribing to our newsletter, The Free Software Supporter, at fsf.org/fss.
Perhaps you want to introduce yourself first?
Hello everyone, I am Özcan from Istanbul, Free Software Association in Turkey. Unfortunately, the event in person cancelled due to the COVID-19 issue, and we are streaming from Istanbul. Hello. Today, I will talk about our project, Free Software for Minorities in Turkey, with my friend Alper Atmaca. Alper is at FSF's office in Boston, and I'm in Istanbul, Levent. And so, let's start with the initial information. Can you please? Turkey is a transcontinental country located between Asia and Europe, and Istanbul also is a divided city between Asia and Europe. Turkey is bordered by Greece and Bulgaria on the European side, and Georgia, Armenia, and Azerbaijan, and Iran to east, Iraq and Syria to southeast. The largest city of Turkey is Istanbul, and I'm living there, and the capital is Ankara. And you can see Turkey on the map in the slide. Okay, next, please. If you look at the demographics of Turkey, the population of Turkey is 82 million, and it has a big growth rate, 1.39% per year. And Turkey is a special country by the ethnic diversity. We have so many ethnic groups along Anatolia. You can see the map on the screen. Turks, Kurds, Zazas, Laz, Armenians, and also in Turkey we have Hemshin people, Muslim Armenians, Romanis, Ladinos, Albanians, Jews, Arabs, Pomaks, Chechens, Abazas, Assyrians, Suryani, Greeks, we call them Rum, Azerbaijanis, Boşnaks, and so many ethnic groups, major and minor, exist in Turkey. And next, please. And they have their languages, their own languages. In Turkey, more than 25. For a little research, I see that more than 35 languages actually spoken in Turkey. And the left side, you can see the language map. The blue one is Kurdish, I guess, Kurmanchi. Also, you can see Arabic, Lazuri, Zazaki, and other languages there. There's a legend. But generally, if we look at the languages, Turkish, Kurdish, Zazaki, Lazuri, Homshetsi, we call it Hemşince, Arabic, Kabardian, Romani, Bulgarian, Gagavuz, Adige, and yesterday was a special day for Adige. It was Adige language day yesterday. Greek, Romaica, it's a Greek dialect spoken in Trabzon. Georgian, Crimean Tatar, Albanian, Armenian, Abkhaz, Ossetian, Tatar, Aramaic, Ladino, blah, blah, blah. We have so many languages natively spoken in Turkey. Also, German, French, English, Italian, and Russian are spoken by migrants. And there are approximately 300,000 people in Turkey. So there's so many languages spoken, but we have a problem. Next, please. Unfortunately, only Turkish is the official language of Turkey. The Republic of Turkey was oppressing minority languages starting from the very beginning. You can see a newspaper piece on the left side, and it says, sorry, I couldn't translate it, but I can translate in speech. In Gönen, it's a district in Balıkesir, in Turkey. In Gönen, everybody will speak Turkish. They banned to speak any other languages than Turkish in Gönen on 1936. Next, please. And also, this oppression can be seen in law. In 1982 Constitution, at Article 42, education in any language other than Turkish is prohibited. So, these ethnic groups, these minorities in Turkey, can't teach their children in their own language. And also in original text, at Article 26, now it's deprecated, speaking it in any banned language is prohibited. So the government can ban languages, and it's prohibited. Also, in the law about publications in languages other than Turkish, in Turkish, Türkçe dışında yapılacak yayınlar hakkında kanun. At Article 2, it says, speaking and publishing in languages other than the first official languages of the states, which are recognized by Turkey, is prohibited. The important thing is the first official language in this article, because at this dates, Iraq has two official languages. First one is Arabic and second one is Kurdish. So to prohibit speaking Kurdish, they had a nuance there, said first official languages. But these days are past. Next, please. And also, at this law, the Turkish languages other than Turkish law, in third article, they said every Turkish citizen's mother language is Turkish, and using other languages as mother tongue is strictly prohibited. Turkish citizen means here, depending on the constitution, means everybody who is citizen of Republic of Turkey is Turkish. The constitution says so. It means everybody living in Turkey has Turkish as mother tongue. It states, and also you can see a banner on the left side. It says "Türkçe konuş, çok konuş." It means speak Turkish, speak a lot from these days. And because of these policies, minorities in Turkey was oppressed by government, and they couldn't use their own languages even for talking to each other publicly. It has big punishment in these days. Next, please. And if we look at free software in Turkey, you can see Mustafa Akgül, the de facto leader of free software movement in Turkey on the left, his picture. We lost him in 2017 at December. Free software movement is begun at 1993 by an email list created by Mustafa Akgül in Bilkent University, a university located in Ankara. At these days, they organized two big main events, INET-TR, Internet in Turkey Conference, and Akademik Bilişim, Academical Information Technologies Conference. And till now, they continued. And Turkish government started to develop a GNU Linux distribution called Pardus in 2007. So many individuals met with GNU Linux with this very distribution, including me, and maybe Alper.
I did that too. They were just distributing the and CD drive with the magazines around. So I tried, of course. So it's my first distro too, ever.
As all of us in Turkey involving free software, generally we meet with free software in 2007 with Pardus. And now Pardus project is still continuing, but there are several NGOs and communities all over Turkey about free software. Sorry for the typo, about free software and related topics like hack culture, hacktivism. If we count them, notably Linux, unfortunately, Linux Users Association, LKD, Free Software Association in Turkey, Özgür Yazılım Derneği, ÖYD, and probably the INET, Internet Teknolojileri Derneği, Internet Technologies Association in Turkey, we have as NGOs about free software and related topics. Next, please. And if we come to project, as Özgür Yazılım Derneği, we were talking about translating our own website to minority languages, such as Kurdish, Lazuri, Zazaki, and it's for just as a stance. We didn't think something bigger at these days, but when we communicate to minority associations, Laz Enstitüsü, Lazuri Institute, Hemşinler Kültür Derneği, Hemşin Cultural Association, especially Hemşin Kültür Derneği. One day I called Mahir from there and asked him about how they will look at translating our website into Hemşin language. And he said to me, okay, we will do it, but in Hemşin, we don't even have a word for computer. How we will do it? We never used computers and websites in our language. And in this conversation, we decided that to create a dictionary about computing terms, computing terminology, and translate free software into their languages. And he said, wow, can we do this by ourselves? Don't we need to get permission from somewhere? And I talked about free software, and this is what freedom really means. We don't have to get any permission from somebody. And they said, okay, we will work for it. And then we sit together and started the project Ana Dilinde Bilişim, Information Technologies in Mother Tongue, in English. we decided to make computers and anything, mobile phones, websites, internet, usable for them in their own languages by translating free software firstly into minority languages. And of course, non-free software has no option for it, because the non-free software producers generally only depending on money, and these minorities, for example, Laz people are 300,000 people in Turkey. So only free software they can use in their own languages. So we started the project to give them freedom to use their own languages. Next, please. Our main goals are, first of all, we want to create a computing terminology, because, for example, in Turkish, there is a word for computer called bilgisayar, the knowledge counter, if we mistranslate to English. But they don't have, generally, for a word for computer even. So we want to create a terminology. Then, starting from GNU Linux, GNOME, Firefox, and LibreOffice, we want to translate the essential desktop software like Inkscape, GIMP, or any other stuff to these languages by co-working with culture associations, if they want. In the further stages, of course, mobile phones has so many important place in our lives. So in further stages, we want to translate Android / Replicant or Lineage OS and F-Droid applications. Essential F-Droid applications will be included in this project for translation. And also, we will make documentations of these softwares. But it's a little bit hard, because in Turkish, we don't have so much documentation, but we will look at it at the next steps. Next, please. It's not finished by here. To keep these languages alive, it's the important thing for us. We will scan and enroll dictionaries for these languages to Wiktionary. If you don't know Wiktionary, Wiktionary is a free as in freedom dictionary from Wikimedia project. And we are some Wikimedians in Özgür Yazılım Derneği, Free Software Association in Turkey, and we are working for it right now. Also the literature pieces, like poems, like folk stories, like legends, kind of like that, to Wikisource, to keep these languages alive. If it doesn't exist, we will attempt to create Wikipedias in these languages. Now we, in Kurdish, we have Wikipedia, and it's very big, actually. In Zazaki, we have Wikipedia, but in Lazuri or in Adige, we don't have one. So we want to create Wikipedias in these languages. We started with Lazuri Wiktionary. You can see it in Wikimedia Incubator. The ISO code of Lazuri is LZZ, Lima, Zulu, Zulu. You can look at it. Next, please. And furthermore, at the next stages of projects, we want to publish computing books in these languages, like how to use GNU Linux 101, or how to program in C, for example. And organizing educational works locally, like we have a district called Dersim in the East Turkey, and in Dersim, generally Zazaki is spoken. For example, in Dersim, locally we will make an educational course on Zazaki, or in Hopa, it's in Black Sea region of Turkey, and Lazuri is spoken here. In Hopa, maybe we can teach GNU Linux in Lazuri language. Also, via collaboration with local municipalities, like Dersim Municipality, Dersim Belediyesi, or Hopa Municipality, Hopa Belediyesi, Fındıklı Belediyesi, solving their local IT needs, like they, of course, they use computers and they need storage solutions, for example. We will switch them to Nextcloud, for example, and make them use GNU Linux in their computers and servers. It's planned within the project, but there are the further steps. Next, please. And also, why are we doing this, actually? Because everybody says, if I'm generally telling this project to people in Turkey, and they said, why are you doing this? Why it's needed, actually? It's needed. Because starting from the motto, free software, free society, it's very important for us to spread freedom struggle, our freedom struggle in every base. That is freedom. And their languages and these minorities need freedom. As Free Software Association in Turkey, Özgür Yazılım Derneği, we want to give a real hope that we got from free software and freedom philosophy to ourselves, to the Anatolian minorities, and we want to keep these languages alive. Every day, languages are dying because of the assimilation policies and culture assimilation, and we want to free their future. If we refer to the motto of LibrePlanet 2012, we want to free their future by free software, by this project.
May I have some words?
Of course.
Okay, just since I cannot see you, actually, I cannot understand where you're going to stop, if I can just interrupt you there. And to this extension, actually, this is quite important for us. We don't see, actually, the free software as an individual, isolated project or a goal, actually. Free software to us is actually about freedom, and since it's about freedom, it's connected or is a part of a bigger struggle of freedom itself. And well, the freedom struggle isn't stopping where the software is. It just goes to hardware, from there to people, actually, who's trying to able to be able to repair their devices, and from there it goes to society itself, actually. So if a free software, besides being free, can also support a minority group or any group in that manner who actually needs computing systems or needs, if free software can support them, actually, this is a part of a free software movement, and also as a general a free society problem or a struggle too, because since we can say that the state is doing a lot of oppression or any other methods of just suppressing the use of languages, actually this society, without even knowing it, actually suppresses it too, because there is a way, or there is a, well, how can I say, there is a it is easier to use what is available. So making something available under free software to people who need computing, actually, is actually enabling them to get connected with the people, with the society, and with the freedom movement all together. So this is important for us, not because it's a free software movement alone, it's a general freedom problem. So that's what my saying in this. It's on you, Özcan. I cannot see you. Go ahead.
Okay. I guess this is the last slide. Can you next, please?
Oh, really?
Yes. For the final words, we our struggle will not end soon. We have to carry our freedom struggle in every ways that needed, as I said. My final words are, we will win and we will defeat everything against our freedom. It's on you, Alper. You have anything to say?
Well, I have a lot of things to say. Well, probably our time is limited, but really I'd like to just add up a little bit more to the topic that I was talking about, really. In general, actually, the free software movement, especially in Turkey, actually just stuck into the, in general, technical areas, actually. People who are part of that subcultures, actually, using it, talking it, advancing it. But it doesn't just really have a kind of finding a route out of that circle. So by this project and by a lot of others, which you can also see on our webpage if you are interested in, we are trying to actually push that boundary into the whole society and that level. So because freedom is not something that you can have personally. Freedom is a shared resource that everybody should have. If somebody doesn't have a freedom because some reason, actually, it's also for the other part of the humankind over there, it's also a less freedom in total. So we are trying to just make the boundary a lot more, and probably we are going to try that, and I hope we will succeed in that. So that's my last word, probably. And we have some time.
Thank you. Is there any question, by the way, coming from IRC or anywhere? The question was, do you consult with the speakers of these languages to create the terminology in competing terms? And yes, we are. We are working with associations. Yes, of course. We are working with culture associations like Lazuri Culture Association or Hemşin Culture Association or Lazuri Institute, and they are generally working on these languages. They have their own institutes, and we are collaborating with them to make this terminology.
Actually, if you think about it, they are only organized in these associations, actually, right, Özcan?
Can you say it again, please? Yeah, I wasn't listening.
There are just terms of thousands of people, that not millions. So they are actually quite organized in this organization, as far as I know.
Yes, of course. But
they are working on a dictionary, an actual dictionary, and probably our project will be an extension of it.
The dictionary was, for example, Lazuri Institute, İsmail Avcı Bucaklişi created a word for computer, and they made a dictionary in general, and we just how can I say it in English? I don't know. we just
go with Turkish. I may try.
Abi şey, hani biz bir şöyle bir gözden geçirdik, bir baktık, bir tasnif ettik yani hani.
Well, they try to just go over the regular terminology and try to find something, and they just didn't come up that exactly something that fits. Okay.
Your turn. Me or you?
Yeah, well, I'll do it. The question was if there's any way to support our organization, our association, and the project itself. And yes, you may. And we have a web page that we list our projects, and we have a Git repository that we keep our projects. And if you go to our web page, which is oyd.org.tr, there's an English version of it too. If you tap on the left corner, you will see our projects, how you can support this, and well, the ways of it. And we are, as any association in that manner, actually quite open to well, support. Actually, we don't necessarily mean, actually we mostly don't mean actually in terms of financial support. Actually, what we lack in is like a human resource. If you are any part of this languages, or if you happen to have any other extra languages that we don't work on and want to just get on with our project, you are more than happy to welcome. And well, for the other projects, well, we will definitely enjoy your support.
For an extra, if you want to support us financially, in Turkish law, I guess you are abroad, you are outside from Turkey. We have to say government to hello, we will take money from outside of Turkey, kind of like that. So please, if you consider to make a donation, please email to us first. Me or Alpert or info, our info email, we will reply you how you can support us or our projects by financial or by labor in general, but also you can look at our website also.
That's true. Both of you. Okay. So I start. We both are actually on the board, board members, like there's five of them. But we don't just really hold on to that idea that much. All right. Sorry. It is asked that our role in our association. So we both are on the board, but for us it's a legality, actually, nothing more. We have like a regular coming like 20-25 people around, and more than that, I don't know the number right now, but a lot of supporters actually. So we gather around and we just make the decisions that way. But since the question just asked our role, actually we are board members. And well, Özcan, anything else?
We have consensus in our association. Like everybody who is coming to association's meetings and who is working for the association has a word to say in the association. Yes, we are board members, but we don't have governance over the association. So on.
Yeah. Oh, that's a hard
one. Yeah, for me, of course, the desk. What is the highest? What has the highest priority? Which tool has the highest priority to translate? They asked, and for me, it's GNOME desktop. Starting from GNOME.
Yes.
Because it's very common, and using computer in general, the operating system and its shell in their own languages is very important for me, because we will start with GNOME and Firefox for the browser next.
Yeah, probably if I answer that, I may go with Android / Replicant / Lineage probably, and because these days a lot of people have cell phones but not regular workstations or PCs, so it might be another priority. But we're gonna decide which one we're going to go. A lot of questions. Okay. Do we think that there are bright future for these languages? Well, to me, it's irrelevant actually, because I don't mean that. I understand why the question is asked, but a language is something that exists, and it existed for a while since it's still spoken in some areas. That means that exists there, and there are millions of languages has been lost in the history. But since we have the right possibility and the ability to protect them. Maybe they try, maybe not. But if we don't do what we can do right now, and that question would be irrelevant in the future because, well, we didn't try everything. So, but I think that it will. They have a future because, well, all that year, like hundreds year right now, that we know almost something about it, literally knowing about those languages, they still stand. So I think there will be a bright future for them. Yes, Özcan?
For me, we have to make a bright future for them because the culture is living with the language. For example, I have a short example for it. There is a bird called Atmaca, and it's the surname of Alper, actually.
Yeah,
I don't know the English word. You may search for it. And Atmaca is very important in Lazuri areas. There is a profession called Atmacacılık, and there is 42 verbs for Atmaca and related stuff in Lazuri language. Any other language doesn't have it. So if Lazuri will die, Atmacacılık will die also. So we have to make a bright future for these languages in order to keep cultures alive. But of course, it's depending on these minorities, not by us.
Oh, sparrowhawk. It's a sparrowhawk.
What's it?
It's Atmaca. It's the translation.
Ah, really? Sparrowhawk.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. That's the question. Another one? Yeah, well, Özcan, may I say something about that?
Of course.
Since I'm translating a lot of things lately from English. Oh, yeah, all right. It's a question. Okay. The question is if there's any hardship translating something from English to Turkish because of the English terminology has some problem with it that English developers didn't think about it. Speaking developers didn't think about it. Did I get it right? Yeah, probably I get it right. Okay. The language barrier is quite heavy actually because the English terminology in technical terms actually coming from a really narrow time period and it reflects that time period's usage of the verbs. And sometimes the terminology or just if there's a name for it, it reflects the cultural meaning in that language a lot. So you come to a point that, it can be really funny and a really clever name, and you don't want to lose that sense or lose that soul of that word. But you end up with a point that you need to make a translation. And it had to mean something in that translated language, but you are losing that in between. So there are a lot of translations made that way and didn't hold on in the translated language. Perhaps it's the best example of it. And if you are naming something, if you are going to gonna make a documentation, make a translation into that documentation, perhaps it's better to use commonly available, easily translatable in global meaning things. If there is a cultural baggage coming with the word, it's sometimes really hard to translate it into Turkish or any other language that has been spoken in the Anatolia. Özcan?
I will refer to linguistic problems. For example, very basic. In English, we say one apple, two apples, three apples, kind of. But in Turkish, we say bir elma, iki elma, üç elma. We will not append the plural postfix to the word. Sometimes English native speaker developers didn't think about it. Also, the syntax of Turkish and the Anatolian languages, of course, may be different than English. Like English has a subject, verb, object syntax. And we have, generally we don't use subject, but subject, object, verb in Turkish. So by translation, sometimes we have problems because the developer only thinks and uses the variables with the English syntax and morphology. So we will have problems like in Turkish, we will change the postfix by the vowel of the word, like how to say burada ve evde, like that. Da and de is the same thing, but depending on the vowel, we will change the postfix. Like, but in English, there is no postfix at all. So the developers generally don't think about other languages. So we have problems for by translations about that. I can say from now, I only thought right now this, but if you wish, you may send an email to me and I will explain very long my experience of translating from English to Turkish and Turkish to the Anatolian languages. Is there any question?
Okay, our organization's web address is oyd.org.tr. It is oscaryankeedelta.org.tangoromeo. Is it okay? Do you copy? Okay, thank you. The question is, does it feel important to make the programming languages in native words, like the native languages?
I don't think so. To be honest, like our lingua franca is English, and in computer science. So the programming language, almost every programming language is written in English, and the paradigms and the functions are also in English. For me, it's okay if you are a developer, but like the programming languages for kids and programming languages for education, such as Scratch, such as Logo, it's important that their words will used in native languages. For example, there is a story. I know the time is little, but very short. We taught Scratch programming language to Kurdish children, and with Turkish, they totally don't understand anything in English. But when we switched the language of Scratch to Kurdish, they said, "Ah, it's familiar. Ah, come on!" And they just evolved quickly. So, for educational languages, native words are very important. But for general purpose programming languages, I don't think so. That's all.
Well,
goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening. And well, just in these hard times, take care of yourself.
Görüşmek üzere. Kendinize iyi bakın.